Self-leadership. IFS recognizes that the cultivation of mindful self-leadership is the foundation for healing from trauma. Mindfulness not only makes it possible to survey our internal landscape with compassion and curiosity, but can also actively steer us in the right direction for self-care. All systems, families, organizations, or nations, can operate effectively only if they have clearly defined and competent leadership. The internal family is no different. All facets of ourselves need to be attended to. The internal leader must wisely distribute the available resources and supply a vision for the whole that takes all the parts into account. As Richard Swartz explains, the internal system of an abuse victim differs from the non-abuse system with regard to the consistent absence of effective leadership, the extreme rules under which the parts function, and the absence of any consistent balance or harmony. Typically, the parts operate around outdated assumptions and beliefs derived from the childhood abuse, believing, for example, that it is still extremely dangerous to reveal secrets about childhood experiences which were endured. What happens when the self is no longer in charge? IFS calls this blending, a condition in which the self identifies with a part, as in, I want to kill myself, or I hate you. Notice the difference from a part of me wishes that I were dead, or a part of me triggers when you do that and makes me want to kill you. Schwartz makes two assertions that extend the concept of mindfulness into the realm of active leadership. The first is that this self does not need to be cultivated or developed. Beneath the surface of the protective parts of trauma survivors, there exists an undamaged essence, a self that is confident, curious, and calm, a self that has been sheltered from destruction by the various protectors that have emerged in their efforts to ensure survival. Once those protectors trust that it is safe to separate, the self will spontaneously emerge, and the parts can be enlisted in the healing process. The second assumption is that, rather than being a passive observer, this mindful self can help reorganize the inner system and communicate with the parts in ways that help those parts trust that there is someone inside who can handle things. Again, neuroscience research shows that this is not just a metaphor. Mindfulness increases activation of the medial prefrontal cortex and decreases activation of structures like the amygdala that trigger our emotional responses. This increases our control over the emotional brain. Even more than encouraging a relationship between a therapist and a helpless patient, IFS focuses on cultivating an inner relationship between the self and the various protective parts. In this model of treatment, the self doesn't only witness or passively observe, as in some meditation traditions. It has an active leadership role. The self is like an orchestra conductor who helps all the parts to function harmoniously as a symphony rather than a cacophony.